Sports. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams, and we head to the Stanley Fencing Gates Hotline, Jimmy, for a very special guest.
Absolutely. A product of Catholic High School, had a terrific career there and led them to the state championship, and that is B.J. Edwards. B.J., how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
If you would, just tell us how practice has gone so far.
We started practicing around a month ago. So it's been, the first week is real intense, a different pace, a different detail in practice, a lot different. But I really enjoyed it, and I feel like I've got way better over the summer. And it's just been really fun. I mean, coming out there with in front of all the coaches and the players from last year, just learning from them, and just great to be able to do this over the summer. It's really improved my game a lot, and I'm just ready to get back into it.
You mentioned improved your game a lot. In what ways? Is it shooting, defense, your basketball IQ? How have you improved?
Yeah, I would say every part. I'm shooting 500 shots a day, so shooting as well. My defense, guarding Zakai, Santi, and Tyreek every day is way harder than guarding high school guys. So definitely trying to stay in touch with them and getting my defense better.
Are you playing mostly point guard or two guard?
BJ, certainly appreciate the time. Really excited to see you in the orange and white. What has it meant to you to be able to just watch and start learning from some of the veteran guards that Tennessee has?
It means a lot to me because I know they've been on the court already a lot. So I definitely just take in what they tell me. I always listen to what they say because they've been around for so long. They know what Coach Barnes wants. So just being able to learn from them is just a blessing, and it just makes me better, I feel like.
And then you take a look at somebody who you just mentioned in Zakai Ziegler. What's it like to try and guard him, and what's it like to be guarded by him?
Trying to guard him. He's really, really fast, so you got to play off of him some. And then with him guarding you, he's going to get up into you. He's going to try to push you around, so you definitely have to take care of the ball and be strong with it. You really can't go around him. He's a faster guy, so you got to pace yourself, I would say. But me going against him every day is really good. He's the best defender in the SEC, so that can only improve and help the team out.
I guess B.J. Edwards, Tennessee freshman. B.J., this is what Rick Barnes said about you. He's a winner, a complete guard who can impact the game in multiple ways, makes his teammates better, defends at a high level. You think that's a pretty good description of your game?
Yes, sir. I think that's a great description. I love to win. I love to defend. I've always can't play defense, then you won't be able to be on the court. So I've been working on that a lot this summer. It's harder to play defense in college. So, I've been working on that the most, trying to get my defense right before the season starts and just winning as well in practice, just trying to win anything we do.
What does it mean when your college head coach says that about you?
It means a lot to know that he knows what I like to do and how he looks into me and knows my potential as well. So, it keeps me going, I feel like.
B.J., of course, you make the short trip from Catholic to the University of Tennessee. What was it like to play for Mike Hutchins, and what do you think he and his staff did to help you get ready for this next step in your basketball career?
What it was like playing for Coach Hutch was really amazing. He's a really great guy, great coach. He would come and pick me up before school had started on most days. He's just a great guy on and off of the court. And playing with him on the court, it was just fun. He was always he was kind of laid back. He wasn't really a guy that would out a lot or get you frustrated or anything. He lets you play your game, but he definitely knew what he was doing, and I learned a lot from that guy. I just can't thank him enough for everything he's done.
I think one of the finer parts of Tennessee's basketball program is its strength and conditioning coach. What's it been like to work with Garrett Maidenwald, and what has he got you working on?
Coach G, he's great. I work out with him a lot. I just got finished working out with him today as well. He just helped me get way stronger before the season. I actually improved a lot more from Catholic. We rarely lifted at Catholic. So coming here with Coach D, it was really hard at first, but now I'm getting the hang of it a lot, and it's really fun to get stronger because I'm going to need it out there on the court in the SEC.
Our guest, B.J. Edwards, Tennessee freshman guard, product of Catholic. B.J., I want to take you back to your high school days, and you led Catholic in scoring from your freshman year on and also in assists. But when I watched you play, I always thought you were played great against the better competition. For example, you won the state championship over Kennedy Chandler and Briarcrest Christian. Also, you went against Jaden Springer when he was at IMG Academy. Talk a little bit about your competitive nature, about when you went against these big-name players, how you met the challenge.
Yeah, I just always like to play against. Like, I always just have worked hard, so I feel like my hard work is just put into the efforts. I've played against big-time players, and we all lace the shoes up the same way, so I really don't come out there with any type of fear. I just go out there and have fun and play my hardest, and then the results just happen.
What did that do for your confidence to play that well against Chandler and Springer?
Yeah, my confidence really went up. It boosted a lot, really high. Just playing against a high-rated guy or just someone that other people could think is better than me is just always going to make me go harder. Or even if I'm playing against guys that aren't as good as well, I just always go hard as well. So if somebody's always watching.
Do you think that'll serve you well in college when you start going up against these really big-name players that your competitive nature will serve you well?
Yes, most definitely. Even in practice, I still have to be competitive in practice because practice is like a game. I feel like everybody's competing for a spot. So it's really competitive out there in practice, and definitely going to translate to the game as well because we want to win. So I'm going to do whatever it takes.
BJ, was there anybody that you struck up a pretty solid bond with while you were being recruited by Tennessee? And is there anybody since making it onto campus that you've really forged a good friendship with?
While being recruited by Tennessee, Josiah had texted me a lot, and we're really close friends now. I mean, over the summer, me, Josiah, and Zakai stayed in the same dorm over the summer, but Josiah just moved out. So it's just me and Zakai right now. But, yeah, Zakai as well, since I've got here, me and him have been really close. I feel like we've known each other for almost years now, even this short span of time. The whole team as well, like Julian, guys like Julian, DJ Jefferson, Tobe, Euros, we're all cool, Santi. It feels like we've known each other for a long time in this short summer. So that just shows how much of a family our basketball team is. And it's really fun. I feel like it's really fun, and we have a lot of team chemistry.
Looked like the team had a blast together going to a couple of weeks ago, the water park. How much fun was that? And have you guys been able to do much of that as an entire team?
Oh, yeah, Smoky Mountain, I think, where we went. It was really fun just getting out there with the guys and just being able to get off the basketball court for a little while. A lot of fans were there. We went every route we went to. By the time we got off, it was at least 10 people asking for pictures, so we made sure to get everybody's picture took. And then, yeah, it was really fun to hang out with the guys and just at the water park. It was really cool.
And in looking at your Twitter feed, I know it had to be such a big moment, but what was it like to host your first basketball camp as you went back to the Tri-Cities to, as you say, give back?
It was really a blessing to be able to give back to the kids in my community because they're in the Johnson City area, and when I grew up, I didn't really have any type of basketball camps growing up with college people, so I just wanted to try something new, and it turned out really well. A lot of kids showed up more than I had expected, and I felt like it was just the perfect time to do it because it's a little break right now, practice or anything, and also, it was my grandmother's birthday, so I was able just to go down there and celebrate her birthday while being able to host the camp in Johnson City.
Well, that's a great way to celebrate such a big day. How much fun was it just being with the kids and giving them just a little insight into how they can be better basketball players?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. A lot of the kids, I feel like they've grown that day, and I feel like I motivated them some more just to work on their game and have fun. I told them just to believe in your game and make sure you're having fun. You can't just have fall in love with the game if you're not having fun. So you just can't force yourself to do anything. Like, you can't be mad and be on the course.
BJ, you talked about giving back, and I wondered what was your reaction a year ago when Zakai Ziegler's family's apartment in New York burned down and they raised almost $360,000 on the GoFundMe page?
I was really excited and happy for him. Like, losing your home is really devastating, I would say. Like, all the hard things you work for is just down the drain in a blink of an eye. So what Vol Nation did for him was really amazing, I think. And really blessed. I feel good for my roommate and teammate and friends to kind of for that. So we're really up for him.
Your dad, Brian, played football at ETSU. Did he ever play basketball?
Yes, he actually did play basketball in high school. He was actually the center, but he's only around 6'3", I think. But yeah, he played center in high school.
So did you ever play against him when you were growing up?
Yeah, all the time. Never lost to him.
You never lost to him? Not even when you were like 3?
I can't remember, but I still say I win.
How did he take that?
How did he take the
losing to you?
Basketball? Losing to me? I don't know. I just don't like to lose, so.
I love it.
Couldn't let him win.
Hey, BJ, thank you so much. Really do appreciate your time. Best of luck to you. Best of luck your freshman season at Tennessee, and look forward to visiting with you again sometime later.
Also, can I add something?
Sure.
About the camp, I'm possibly having another camp in this Sunday for the Knox players as well. So I may post some more flyers on Twitter or my Instagram or my social media page for a camp for the kids here in Knoxville as well.
BJ, that's fantastic. Yeah. If you would, tell folks how they can either check your Instagram or what your Twitter feed would be.
BJY. My Twitter at is BJY, and I should have something posted later today.
Well, BJ, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, and good luck with your camp this Sunday in Knoxville.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
BJ Edwards, freshman basketball player at Tennessee.
Yeah, and he broke up on us a little bit. His Twitter handle is @BJ_Edwards5, @BJ_Edwards5, and we'll see if we can't throw out the other platforms that he said you might check for more information as to the when and where on his next camp.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.